بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. That is question and answer on Islamic beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is over here from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
In the text of the Holy Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 29, also Surah 38, Ayah 72, we have a phrase, I breathe into him of my spirit. And my here refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people might ask, what does it mean exactly by my spirit over here and breathing into this, in fact, human being, Sheikh Karimi? And also, if so, my spirit is the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathing to human beings. So how the existence of evil in human beings and in their actions, we can say, can be justified?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. First of all, we need to know and we need to understand the true meaning of the verse نفخت فيه من روحي. As you mentioned, I breathe into it from my soul. Now, من روحي, from my soul, has led some people to think that as human beings, we share the soul with God. I mean, this soul is something that we have it. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it, which is not the case. I mean, in the discussions of Kalam and theology, it is proved that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, he is immaterial. He does not have any body.
Mm-hmm.
But no one knows about the true essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one point. And second of all, laysa kamithlihi shay. No one can be compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
So to claim that, I mean, the soul is something that we share with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very wrong understanding of the verse. Min ruhi does not mean that the soul that we have within us is the same soul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, not at all. As I explained in one of the previous episodes, technically speaking, this structure in Arabic language is called Idafa Tashrifiya.
Mm-hmm.
If I would like to explain it through some other examples, we know that the Holy Kaaba is called Baytullah.
Yes.
The house of God. Now, doesn't mean that na'udhu billah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is staying there, is residing there. No. That house, that building is called the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show the greatness of this place. So Kaaba is called the house of God because of its great status,
mm-hmm,
and value.
All right.
Or the month of Ramadan is called Shahrullah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns this month and, mm-hmm, he does not own the other month? No. It is just to show the greatness and significance of the holy month of Ramadan. So the same is true regarding نَفَخْتُ فِيهِمْ مِنْ رُوحِ. If ruh, the soul of the human being, is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean that it is the same soul of the soul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. It is just showing the greatness of the soul. The fact that, I mean, the true personality of every person is not his or her physical features. Rather, it is their soul.
Does ruh means spirit or soul here?
Yeah.
Or no, it has something else?
No, it means soul and spirit.
Okay, so I mean, couldn't mean, for example, from the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
no,
or johar or zat or something?
No.
Does that mean that?
No.
Okay.
Even in that case, we do not have anything shared between us and the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I explained in one of the previous episodes, we do not know about the true essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the soul that in chapter Mu'minun, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about different stages of the creation of human beings, like from nutfa then to alaqa and mudgha, finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ. Then we create the human beings with a new creation. Allah. This is the time that the soul is breathed into the human body, right?
Right.
So this is the same soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in these two verses, نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ.
مِنْ رُوحِ, that's right.
Now the question is that I think I have also answered the second part.
That's right.
So the question was that if this is this divine soul, why some human beings turn out to be criminals?
One question. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I breathe into human beings from my own soul, does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not breathe into other creatures? Like, for example, animals or plants or jinns, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is only specifically for human beings? We have only this ayah about human being in the Holy Quran?
Yeah. You have two questions. If this is the only verse in the Quran regarding the human being, yes. Okay. For other Christians, we do not have the verse.
Such a
that,
verse, okay.
There is a kind of breathing of divine soul uh-huh. into them. But the point is that, as I mentioned, نَفَخْتُ فِيهِمْ مِنْ رُوحِي means that the very fact that the human beings are blessed with a soul is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. And this soul is great. Is very significant. That is why it is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
For other creatures, also, the whole process is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If an animal is created, it is within the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that we have also animal soul. We have plant soul.
All right.
Okay. So they are also given these physical features and the animal soul, plant soul by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And also the jinn. But right. It is only in the case of the human beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي because of the greatness of human beings as divine khalifa.
Khalifatullah.
Khalifatullah, divine caliph over the earth.
Okay.
And this is not the case for the jinn, for the animals, and for the plants.
All right, very good.
Now, having said that, the same question is mentioned regarding the fitrah, the divine innate nature.
Nature, that's right.
So we know that according to the Quran, فِتْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings with a divine fitra, innate nature. So the question is that if this is the case, then why we have so many people deviating from this straight path?
Mm-hmm.
And the same question that you mentioned, that if this is the soul coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why do we have criminals?
All right.
The point is that according to the explanation of the Imam of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, under the verse فِتْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا, all human beings are created pure. كُلَّ مَوْلِدٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِتْرَةِ. Every person is born with the divine innate nature. Then it is their parents that make him or her a Jewish or a Christian. This is a translation of a narration. Which means that every person, when they are born, they are created with this monotheistic tendency.
All right.
Okay. But then we have some factors which mislead the people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we cannot negate the role of those factors. One of them is, for example, what we call it viratha or inheritance.
All right.
I mean, today it is in science, it is proved that to some extent, this is not the only factor, but to some extent, the features, the characters, even the beliefs that we have are inherited to us from our parents. And that is why in the verses of the Quran and also in the narrations, there are many points regarding how to choose your spouse, whether for both men and women. We are highly encouraged to be very much cautious and selective in terms of choosing our partner, our spouse, because of the role that they are going to play in the destiny of our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Baqarah, verse 221,
right.
And do not marry polytheistic women until they believe. And a believing slave woman is better than a polytheist, even though she might please you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, I mean, there might be some ladies who might be attractive in terms of physical beauty, but they are polytheist. What matters is the faith, is iman, and وَلَا تُنْكَحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمَنُوا. The same is true regarding the men. Addressing women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not marry polytheistic men until they believe, and a believing a slave is better than a polytheist, even though he might please you. So the point is that this verse and many narrations, they tell us that, for example, إِيَّاكُمْ وَخَضْرَاءَ الدِّمَنِ. The Holy Prophet said, be cautious about خَضْرَاءَ الدِّمَنِ. And the companions asked, what do you mean by خَضْرَاءَ الدِّمَنِ? The Prophet said, الْمَرْأَةُ الْحَسْنَى فِي مَنْبَتِ السُّوء. A beautiful woman, lady, but I mean the one who does not have a good character. So all these verses and narrations tell us that inheritance plays a role in the shaping the physical, in shaping the character of our children.
That's right.
So my point is that although all people are created with, divine nature, but then there are some characters that they may mislead him or her. One of them is inheritance. The other is, environment, place, and time. We shouldn't forget about the role of the, for example, friends, or the country that you live has a role, the city, the neighborhood, and then when you go to a school, the school that you choose for your children,
that's right,
the type of friends that they are associating with. The story of the Noah's son is very famous.
Okay.
He is the son of a prophet. But maybe because of associating bad people, he turns out to be a very wicked person. Uh-huh. He does not believe in Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So the Prophet's son, Nuh's son, is born into a believing family. So in terms of inheritance, everything is fine. But because of the fact that he chooses to, associate with negative people, he turns out to be a disbeliever.
Okay.
So to wrap up the discussion, as I mentioned, all these factors, all the people are born with divine innate nature, but then we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us free will. He is not going to force human beings to be monotheistic. No, we have free will. And if we just follow our innate nature, we will remain monotheistic. But as I mentioned, there are factors which may mislead the people. One of them being inheritance. That is why we need to be careful about selecting our, the one that we are going to marry. Imam Rida alayhi salam said regarding a person who was going to marry a person who was suffering from bad temperedness. The Imam says, لا تزوجه إن كان سيء الخلق. If he is a bad tempered person, then do not marry him. And many other narrations referring to the same point, that inheritance plays a role. Also, the place that we live, the environment, the colleagues, the friends, the school, and so on and so forth, all these play a role in shaping the character of each and every one of us.
Okay, that's right. Of course, this ayah has been interpreted by different scholars in different ways. For example, philosophers like Mullah Sadra have their own elaboration, mystics or Rafa have their own jurisprudence too. So for more elaboration, you have to refer to the books of these scholars in different fields of studies. Thank you, Imam Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this ayah. It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, we leave you in Allah's care. Goodbye.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسن.
حسيني وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن